Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Anytime on the web at MeisterCheese.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
Welcome back to Arena, standing in here, top of the second inning for Hollandale is Trenton Owens, and he takes a look at his strike. Here's the next pitch, curveball, swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Owens, Brant James, the designated hitter, and Kyle Thompson. Yeah, the Brewers indeed in a rain delay that stopped it for a little bit tonight in New York. Looks like they're going to try to get it in. This one upstairs, a ball. I think every team should invest in a retractable roof, right? Like the Brewers have. One and two from the windup. The pitch bounced toward second. Nate Jennings is down, picks, throws, and they got him. One away. 4-3 put out. That'll bring up Brant James, the designated hitter. Certainly the, you know, baseball purists, but hey, I think getting the games is more important. You open it when it's nice and you don't. In Milwaukee, though, we're spoiled. I'm always like, even on a day like this when it's really hot. I was there on the 4th of July a few years ago, and Milwaukee broke the daytime high record temperature, like 102. I was there in Milwaukee that day, and it was like, come on, guys, shut the roof. Really? James back in. Here's the pitch. This one lifted his straightaway center field. Center fielder over and makes an easy grab. Keegan Show solves it in for out number two. And the batter will be Kyle Thompson. Two down for Hollandale here in the top of the second inning in Arena. Couple of swings and the batter back in. Alt using the windup. The pitch is called strike. Nothing at one. Alt working quickly with two down. Here's the 0-1. That one kind of a little roundhouse. It wound up real high. One ball and one strike. Again, Alt from the windup. The pitch, check swing at a ball. 2-1 to the hitter. Outfield straight away in all fields. The 2-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Shot the corner, and that is called a strike. 2-2. Alt, when he gets going, really has just pinpoint accuracy. 2-2 offering, that one in the same spot, and it's not called a strike. Ball three. Full count. I think Eli thought the same thing I did. Full count. From the windup, there's the pitch. Reached out and touched to right field. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up by the right fielder, Stotts, and second hit tonight for Hollandale. One on with two away. Dakota James will be the batter, the second baseman. Kind of see the clouds off in the great distance of the storm that Tim is talking about, but still here in Arena. Blue skies overhead and sunshine. Good at bat by Thompson, 3-2 pitch that he drove to right field. And here's the pitch to the batter. That's called a strike. Nothing and one to James, number eight hitter in the Hollandale order. Gets that front foot back in and gets ready against Alt. Eli to the belt. Here's the pitch with the runner going. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 0-2 to the hitter. Outfield moving a little bit. Infield back with two away. Runner at first. And here's the pitch. That one calls. Strike three. They'll ring him up. And that is the third out. Third strikeout recorded by Elijah Ault in the inning. No runs and a hit for Hollandale. No errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of inning number two here in Arena. And the Aces lead it 6-0 over Hollandale on WRCO and WRCO.com.
And this just in from the National Weather Service. There is a flash flood warning for West Central Grant County until 8:30 this evening. And also there is that severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Grant County and southern Crawford County until 7:15.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Cool down and power up with the July red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Get the perfect air, high velocity fan to beat the summer heat and the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0 for your garden. Plus save on grills. Get free assembly and delivery with purchase over $399 and stack up on name brand tools and insect control. From indoors to outdoors, Walsh's Ace has it all. And as always, we appreciate your business.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Hey, Jennings takes a look at the ball. We're underway in the bottom of the second inning. Jennings, then Alan Spurley, and Trey Schulte. Bottom of two, 6-0. Arena in the lead. And in the field, Hollandale right now. James delivers. That one is down low. Two balls and no strikes. Nate reached last time on a fielder's choice. Scored a run for the Aces. From the windup, there's the pitch. That one is called a little bit low. Three balls and no strikes on the hitter. James back for his second inning of work. Gave up three hits. Defense didn't help him out a great deal. That's a strike call. Three errors on Hollandale in that opening inning. 3-1 now. James set up from the windup. There's the pitch, and that's ball four. Is it? Nope. Strike two called. Nate was ready to take a little stroll. Full count now. Nate back in for the payoff pitch. James from the windup, and here's the pitch. Curveball hit toward right field. Right fielder cruising over. Owens circles and catches. One away now. The batter will be Alan Spurley. Alan with a base hit last time and scored a run.
Number three, Alan Spurley.
Left-handed batter for Arena. Standing in the infield and outfield adjust a little bit. Big ballpark here at Arena, 320 down the line, 375 in left field power alley, 365 in right center field, and 316 down the line. In right field, takes quite a poke. Here's this one is going to be outside for a ball. Spurley, then Trey Schulte do. Bottom of two here for the Aces. James ready to roll. Here is the pitch. That's a strike. 1-1 now. Spurley and again a chance for Arena to kind of open up after a couple of losses last weekend. Looking to try and rebound, and so far they have. That was a wild one on Saturday. They lost in extra innings 11-10. from the windup, the pitch, opposite way, foul ball, left field side, down the line and out of play. Arena getting the suffering loss to Argyle, 11-10 final score. And then they were 10-run by Blanchardville. Here comes the 1-1. This one, foul left field side again. That one is out of play. Al Spurley up there getting his money's worth here tonight. One out, nobody on. James again from the windup, two-strike pitch down low. Count even at two balls and two strikes. We'll be on hand on Sunday for Arena's visit to Dodgeville. Look forward to that one, a key one between a couple of the leaders in the Western Division. Two ball, two strike count from James. Here comes the pitch. Rocked up the middle and cut off by the second baseman behind the bag. Throws in time to get Al. And there are two away now. Trey Schulte will be the batter. Schulte reached on an error last time. So he will stand in here in the bottom of the second inning. Taps the plate, gets ready. Two outs. James back to work. Two up, two down in the Arena order. And now Trey. Here's the pitch, outside and wild. One ball and no strikes. Pitchers really don't have a real hard time getting warmed up tonight. James seems to be having a little trouble with the mound, kind of where his plant foot goes. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. That's a good one. One ball and one strike to Trey. Time call for a moment. Batter back in. James set. Here's the 1-1. Ripped toward first and caught by the first baseman, Ignatius. Nice play. And that'll do it. Line drive out for Trey Schulte. And Arena goes 1-2-3 in the second inning. We go to the third today. It is a 6-0 lead for the Arena Aces over Hallandale on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day, triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Looking to save on maintenance essentials? Head to your local Napa in Richland Center or Boscobel. Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is just $25.49 for a 5-quart jug or $5.39 per quart. For diesel drivers, grab Napa Diesel Exhaust Fluid, a 2.5-gallon jug for only $12.99, and save up to 24%. Reliable performance, unbeaten prices. That's Napa. Swing by today and get the good stuff.
Leading off in the third inning, Damon Henriksen, the number 9 hitter for Hallandale. He'll be followed by Kason Helgeson and Luke Kelly. 9-1 and 2 batters for the visiting Hallandale Rockets. Here we go. From the windup, Alt with a pitch, and that one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Severe thunderstorm warning for Northwestern Grant and parts of Crawford County. That has been allowed to expire now. Here's the pitch, and that is called strike two. Nothing in two. Skies have clouded pretty quickly here in Arena. It has cooled off. Boy, it's amazing when the sun gets clouded over, the difference. Nothing in two. This one popped up mile high in the air, left field. Who's got it? Shortstop going over a ton and making a running grab is Jimmy Jennings. Nice play over on the third base side. Wow. Running grab. Not an easy play. The hitter will be Kasen Helgeson. Helgeson has doubled in his previous at-bat. In fact, first ball that he saw, he doubled into left center field. Holliday with two hits tonight. Ball goes back to Alt. And Elijah ready to work. From the windup, here comes the pitch. Curveball hit toward left field. The left fielder over, and he's got it. Wyatt Miller holds it in for out number two. And the batter will be Luke Kelly. Arena has a diamond here that takes a lot of water in the sandy area here tonight. Not that it's a factor, but we've had games. In fact, when we were here with Muscadet, it rained pretty much the first seven innings before it quit. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. There were some teams that were delayed that day, maybe only one cancellation. Everybody kind of got through it. It wasn't a hard rain, but this time it stayed pretty well. Here's the pitch again, deep left field. The left fielder Miller over into the upfield corner, and he makes a grab for out number three. Quick top of the third inning for Hollandale at the plate. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of inning number three. Arena continues to lead it 6-0 over visiting Hollandale here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
In the bottom of the third, leading off is Zach Paulus, the designated hitter for Arena. There's the pitch, and that one is high. Paulus, then Max Miles, and Keegan Cho. 6-0 Arena leading in HTL action tonight, live from Arena. James again from the windup. There's the pitch. Foul ball, way out of play. Look out, everybody. 1-1. There is a candy fee, a retrieval I guess, prize for any of the youngsters that bring back a baseball, but a little hot for them tonight. They're not too motivated, I don't think. Not even candy, huh? 1-1 offering, reached out and touched to center field. The center fielder coming on, and he will make the grab with a slide. Nice play by Damon Henriksen, and they race one away. The batter will be Max Miles. He walked and scored back in the first inning.
Number 28, Max Miles.
Miles dig it in for the right side. Just joining us, Arena, with a six-run first inning on three hits. Taking advantage of three errors as well. Putting the ball in play. This pitch is called strike one. Nothing in one to the batter. James looking in again for the target. Gordon with a glove up. Here comes the pitch outside. One ball and one strike. Just a little bit of a breeze happening here tonight. That's a welcome relief, right? James ready to go again from the windup. There's the pitch, and that one is down low. 2-1 to Arena. Miles walked and scored last time, trying to make base again here. Set the table for the Aces in the third. Love is set up outside. Here's the pitch, and that one is called a strike. Two balls and two strikes. Miles ready to roll again. The two ball, two strike count. The pitch, third ball inside, and it's ball three. Pull up now on the hitter. I wish you and yours a happy 4th of July weekend. Be safe. So many great things going on in the area over the 4th. Just being with family, that's awesome. Ball four on Max Miles, and he'll take a free pass for the second time tonight.
Next batter, number eight.
Keegan Schultz will be the batter. Keegan hit by a pitch last time and eventually scored a run.
Last time,
Roman Jensen comes in as a courtesy runner for the catcher, Max Miles. He's over at first base. Couple of swings, and now Chose is in with a chance to push a runner across, or around anyway. James ready to roll. There's the pitch. Bouncing ball toward short. Backhanded there by Thompson. Goes the short route to second for one. Back to first, not in time. So two away on the 6-4 put out. Joe safe at first on the fielder's choice. And the hitter will be Wyatt Miller. Miller reached out an error last time. It kept him busy in left field this evening. He's had to make some plays, some putouts out there. Runner at first, two away in the bottom of the third for the Aces. James to the belt, eyes the runner, and here comes the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in 1-2 the hitter. Sunshine's starting to creep across the diamond again here tonight. Like the clouds letting up a little bit. Here's the 0-1 pitch, way outside. One ball and one strike. Just 1-1-2-3 inning here this evening. Seems to have had base runners and opportunities tonight so far early in the game. 1-1 is going to be aimed, and he caught the outside corner. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Chose gets a good-sized lead over there at first base. James to the belt, and the pitch for the runner going. It's down low, throw to second base. Going to be close. No, not in time. Sliding in, Keegan Chose with a stolen base. I should say Roman Jensen. Roman Jensen, the pitch runner. Got a good jump on that one and gets in for a stolen base for Arena. Wyatt Miller now with a 2-2 count and a runner in scoring position. James ready to go to the glove, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him, and that'll do it for Arena in the third inning. James with his second strikeout tonight. No runs. There were no hits. No errors, and when left on, we go to inning number 4 here in Arena. The host Aces leading a visiting Hollandale team by a score of 6-0 on WRCO Radio Sports.
Get ready for a day of sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, proudly brought to you by Schmidwillen Hills as they celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at the stunning Viroqua Hills Golf Course. Whether you're a pro or just in it for the laughs, it's a day filled with connection, community, and a cause that matters. Enjoy prizes, refreshments, and great company, all while supporting compassion
compassionate senior care at Schmidt-Woodland Hills. Special thanks to community sponsors such as the Philback Family of Dealerships, Wallace Cooper and Elliott Insurance, Compere Financial, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, the Richland Hospital, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and the People's Community Bank. Register now by emailing development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or by calling 608-647-8931. That's the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, Thursday, July 17th. Let's swing into summer for a great cause.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Trey Gordon leads off in the fourth inning for Holland Ale and takes a look at a ball from Eli Ault. Gordon, then Chase Ignatius, and Trenton Owens do for Holland Ale. All six runs happening in the first inning for Arena. One ball, no strikes, and here's the pitch. That's upstairs. Two and none to Trey Gordon. From the windup, here comes the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. Allendale with a 14-1 win over Argyle early in the season. Defeated Muscadet 11-1, Ridgeway 9-3, and Mount Horeb Pine Bluff 11-6 in a recent outing. Swing and a miss, strike two on the batter. Losses to Scholesburg Benton 4-1, Verona 10-2, and Blanchardville 3-2. Here's the pitch, curveball, swing and a miss. After throwing two straight out of the strike zone, Eli Ault strikes him out on three straight pitches. Chase Ignatius will be the batter. Strikeout number four for Ault tonight. Ignatius, a strikeout victim his previous at-bat. Steps in here in the top of the fourth inning. Ault from the windup. Here's the pitch. Curveball is going to be upstairs. One ball and no strikes. Next pitch is outside. Ball two. Looks like the first batter, all down 2-0, and now here goes the next pitch. That's swung out and missed. 2-1. Doesn't stay down very long. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Strike two. 2-2 here in the top of the fourth inning. Ignatius, the number four batter in the lineup for coaches Garthwaite and Kelly. Here's the pitch. Curveball got him on the inside corner for strike three. Two away. Both times, similar circumstances for Ault. Down 2-0 and then gets three straight strikes. Talk about buckling down. Here's Trenton Owens. He grounded out last time. Taps the plate and is ready. Here comes Ault into the motion to the pitch. Curveball is called a strike. Nothing in one. Seated right behind home plate here. Good bird's eye view of how that ball looks coming in there. That one will be chopped slowly back to the pitcher. Ault, good range. Fields, throws, and got him over to Al Spurley for out number three. And that will do it for Hollandale in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom inning number four. It is a 6-0 lead here tonight for the host, Arena Aces, on WRCO Radio Sports.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap, to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Ethan James warming up for the bottom of the fourth inning. Throw goes down to second base. And around the horn it goes. And now Eli Alt will bat for the third time tonight. He is 2 for 2 going for the cycle tonight. A single and a double. Has a couple of RBIs. And now ready to roll against James. Bottom of four, 6-0 in favor of Arena. James kicks and fires. That one is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. James has gone the distance here tonight. 1-0 offering is down low. 2 balls and no strikes to the hitter. 2 bugs moving in. Got to put on some of my Brute aftershave, maybe. That usually works. There is a strike to the batter. 2-1 to Alt. Guys have clouded over again. Lost our sunshine across the diamond. Here's the pitch. Down the line. Foul ball. Third base side. Strike two. Alt pulled it. Just foul. Back and ready. Leading off the fourth, all trying to get on for the third time. Here's the pitch. Low for ball three. Full count now. James gets the ball back. Gordon with a glove up. Here's the pitch. And he went around. That is strike three. There is one away. 3 strikeouts now for James, and the batter will be Jimmy Jennings. Jimmy has reached on an error and popped out here tonight. James gets the ball back. James and Jimmy. Here's the pitch to Jimmy. It's going to be taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Arena went 1-2-3 in the second. They sent 11 batters to the plate back in the first. Here's the pitch. Off the handle, slow roller to second. Glove there, picked up by James, and the throw is in time. Over to Ignatius for out number two. Dakota James to Chase Ignatius, and two up, two down for Nate Jennings. Nate has reached on a fielder's choice and flown out. He has scored a run tonight here in front of the hometown fans. Ethan James looking in for the target. Gordon with the glove set up a bit outside. Here's the pitch, and that's going to be a little bit low. 1 ball and no strikes. Nate calling time and getting ready. James set to work. Here's the pitch as the batter stands back in. It's a strike. 1 ball and 1 strike. Arena team built for good weekend action. Couple of games this weekend. Here's one foul, first base side, not a play for strike two. 1-2, lots of pitching help on the roster. Ethan Wickman back from the championship run for Whitewater. He's on the roster as well. 1-2 offering. James Barron down. There's the pitch. That's a little high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stepping out. Now step it in. Jennings ready for the pitch. That one is down low. Ball 3. Pull up now on the hitter. I don't think we've had as many fouled off tonight. I think they're keeping their candy here at Arena. That or the candy's melted and stuck together. Every foul ball brought back gets a piece of candy. I'm about ready to go get one, I think. Full count. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. That didn't get out of the ballpark. Lands back in play. So they'll take it back to the pitcher and prepare for the 3-2 count again. Nate Jennings trying to make base for the Aces. Here comes the windup and the pitch. Curveball is inside. Ball 4. He walked in. So Arena has a base runner here in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Alan Spurley. Third walk given up by Ethan James of Hollandale. Spurley has singled and scored and grounded out. Got a good walk-up song. Getting ready. Batting here for the Aces in the bottom of the fourth with a runner at first base. Lights on now in Arena. Sunrise getting just a minute or two later every morning now. Here's the pitch. Bounced towards second base. Second baseman bobbles. Picks. Throws late. Everybody's safe. Nate Jennings at second. Alan Spurley at first base. And that'll bring up Trey Schulte. It's a nice time of year. But me being Mr. Doom and Gloom thinking, yeah, after the 20th of June, it gets a little bit less daylight every day. But I do like this time of year. I like to see that much daylight the year round, you know, but that wouldn't work. That's not possible, I guess. I should really change the time. Here's one fouled off and out of play. Nothing in one. I like the daylight at night when I'm a bit more coherent most of the time. You can get out and do something. Nate Jennings leads at second. Alan Spurley at first base. The 0-1 offering, there it is. Bouncing ball right up the middle, and it is going to be in there for a base hit. They've got Nate Wave. He's coming on to score on number 7. Base hit through the middle by Trey Schulte. RBI single here. He's on for the second time. And Nate Jennings kicking in the afterburner from second base. Scores a run. Spurley at second. Trey Schulte at first. Zach Paulus the batter. He has struck out and flown out. Batting in the fourth. James stepped to work. To the mitt. Here's the pitch. This one popped. First base side. Could be playable. The first baseman going over along the dugout. Makes the grab for out number 3. And that'll do it for Arena. In the inning, they do pick up a run. They do it with the aid of a hit. There was another error and 2 left aboard. We go to inning number 5 here in Arena. The host Arena Aces leading it 7-0 over visiting Hollandale. The Rockies here tonight in town to play. It's an event. Lots of people on hand, and great to have you along on the radio here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. We at Wilkinson Auctions help you make money selling your farm equipment, construction equipment, vehicles, and property at live auctions. We have regular consignment auctions at our yards in Columbus, Muscadet, and Hillsboro. If you only have a few pieces you want to sell, consider selling them at one of our regular consignment auctions. These are live auctions with online bidding available. You can throw your stuff on Craigslist, but when results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Leading off in the fifth will be Brant James. Takes a look at a ball. One ball, no strikes. The DH for Hollandale will be followed by Kyle Thompson and Dakota James. 7-0 Arena in the lead. Here's a fastball outside, and it's quickly 2-0 to the hitter. Alt has been on since the start. He has given up just two hits tonight. The pitch, that one is high. Or is it? Nope, called a strike. 2-1. Umpire with delayed strike call. It's definite, but a lot of times there's a bit of a delay. Ruins my play-by-play. I went foul back for a strike. Two balls and two strikes. Yeah, we appreciate our umpires again. They'll stay busy this weekend. Lots of games tomorrow, working on the fourth. Chopper back to the mound. Oh, nice scoop by Alt, and he throws him out. Elijah might be one of the best defensive pitchers, too. Taking away any chance of an infield hit there. One up and one down for Kyle Thompson. He singled in the second inning. One of two hits tonight. Hi. Lots of familiar faces here tonight. Batter standing in. All for the windup. There's the pitch. That one popped up on the infield. Who has it? Third baseman making the call, and it's hauled in by Trey Schulte, out number two. That will bring up Dakota James. James, a strikeout victim back in the second inning. Yeah, we've been coming here for a long, long time. Of course, Arena was defunct for a number of years, from the late 2000s until just a handful of years ago. We are here way back. Here's the pitch. That one is going to be inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Back when Nick Jennings was a boy. Oh, well, he was a younger boy anyway. 1-0 pitch is called upstairs for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. From the windup, here's the pitch to Dakota. He'll take a look at one over the plate for a strike. 2-1. Two outs in the fifth inning. There's the pitch from Eli. It's upstairs for ball three. 3-1 to James. Hendrickson due next in the fifth inning. Alt winds and fires. That one is taken inside corner for a strike. Pull up now on Dakota James. Eli bearing down. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball foul outside of first. And they'll come back and try it again. A little bit more sunshine peeking out through the clouds here in Arena. Again, we're not under any more severe thunderstorm warnings as we had earlier tonight for Crawford and Grant. Strike three called on James. He is caught looking. That'll do it. Six strikeouts for Elijah Alt. Through five innings, no runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. To the bottom of the fifth we go, Arena leading it 7-0 over visiting Hollandale on WRCO and WRCO.com.
With reliable policies, personalized service, and a commitment to helping you sleep at night, we're here when you need us most. When you choose Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just getting a policy, you're gaining a partner who's there for you in life's biggest moments. With Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just insured, you're protected by a name you can believe in. With our agency, you'll have clear, straightforward guidance, personalized plans that fit your needs, and a team you can trust every step of the way. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Max Miles will lead it off in the bottom of the fifth for the Arena Aces. He has walked both times he has been up tonight, so not an official at-bat yet. He scored a run back in the first inning. Ethan James, ready to work. Lines and fires. That one is low. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. And James looking for the target. Here comes the pitch. That is called a strike. One ball and one strike. We have been here a few times over the years when there was a rain that came up. Again, we played through rain earlier this year. We've had a time or two where there was a rain delay. There's a chopper to short. Glove there by Kyle Thompson. Comes up throwing and got him to Ignatius at the other end. Max Miles is out. One up, one down for Keegan Chose.
Keegan
Chose. Chose has been hit by a pitch, scored a run, and then also reached on a fielder's choice back in the third inning. One up, one down in the fifth here in Arena. And here is Chose. James with the ball in the glove, looking for the target from Gordon. From the windup, here's the pitch. Bullseye for a strike. Nothing in one. Brewers and Mets tied at one tonight on the Filmy Flip Phone scoreboard. Sponsored by Y Connect Wireless. Nothing at one. Here's the pitch. That is called strike two. Nothing in two. There's one other home talent game going on tonight. Middleton playing at Black Earth. So a couple of HTL games, not too far as the crow flies apart. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Chose is gone. There are two away. Four strikeouts now for Ethan James, and now it's up to Wyatt Miller. Wyatt has reached on an error and struck out for Arena. He is set. All to the top of the order due next year for the Aces if Wyatt reaches base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. A lot of excitement here this year with Arena, hoping that they can certainly secure a playoff berth and maybe get a home game in the playoffs. There's one shot foul, strike two, the whole goal. And then the Western section, there are a lot of trips. I mean, Allendale certainly is no easy pickup. But last year, a couple of years, Arena's been on the road in the playoffs. I think 1 year at Verona, and then last year we went to Belleville. Call the game down there. Nothing in two. This one fouled off and out of play. Phil would much rather just go to Arena. Belleville's a little further. Put more miles on the Mighty Vibe than I need to. So let's hope it stays a little closer to home. Nothing in two now to Miller once again. James from the windup. There's the pitch, and that is down low. One ball and two strikes. Arena batting in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two away. James into the motion. The pitch. Stopped the corner and he got it. Strike three called. Ethan James of Hollidale seems to be getting better as this game goes on. That's five strikeouts for him now. No runs, no hits, no errors. None left aboard. We go to inning number six in Arena. 7-0, Arena Aces leading the Hollandale Rockies on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Your local Napa stores in Richland Center and Bosqueville have the tools and accessories you need this summer. Pick up Milwaukee half-inch socket sets, metric or SAE, now just $69.99. Little Tree 3-packs are just 2 for $6 to keep your car smelling fresh. And don't forget the Seller's Blue Shop towels, 55 tough sheets per box, from tools to towels and everything in between. Napa's got you covered. Stop in today and get the good stuff.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
It's the top of the sixth inning here in Arena. Damon Hendrickson will lead it off. He'll be followed by Kason Helgeson and Luke Kelly, the 9-1 and 2 batters for Hollandale. 7-0 Arena leading, top of six. Eli all down the hill, ready for his next inning of work. From the windup, here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Outfield shaded a bit toward left field for the hitter. Number 9 batter, here we go. There's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Hollandale, a fairly young squad, as mentioned. Guys that played in high school just a couple of years ago, some of them, a little bit more than that, but no seasoned, long-in-the-tooth veterans. This one down low for a ball. Not that Arena has any, but Alt graduating, what, 17? I think that's right. 2-1 offering the pitch. This one popped up behind the catcher. Look out, everybody. Over into the fan base area, and it's out of play. Boy, lots of launches. I hadn't looked behind me for a while, but the crowd really filed in here. The cheap seats. Great support here in Arena. So here is Hendrickson. The 2-count, 2-ball, 2-strike count. Here's the pitch. Upstairs. He wanted it, but didn't offer, and now it's ball three. Pull up on the hitter. Here comes the next pitch. That one, he went around for strike three. There is one away. Hendrickson trying to hold his swing and could not, so back to the top of the order. Kason Helgeson will be the batter. At least one player on the Hollandale roster plays Division I baseball. I believe it's Aiden Fishnick, if I'm not mistaken. He is on the roster tonight as well. Here's the pitch from Helgeson. That one chopped down the line now over. Nice range alt. First base line picks and throws him out, and there are two away. Helgeson just got that ball in play, and Eli Alt sprinted off the mound, fielded it on the first base side, and there are two outs. On the 1-3 put out, that'll bring up Luke Kelly. Kelly struck out in the first, flew out in the third, batting now in the sixth inning with two away. Alt looking down the barrel, Miles with a glove up. And here's the pitch. Curveball stays high. One ball and no strikes. Eli Alt, a part of that incredible year at River Valley with football going to state and of course, he had some state wrestling success and baseball, winning a conference championship. Heck of a year. Here's the pitch. That one is outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. And I had the pleasure to call several of those events. Here's the pitch. That one is high. And he walked him, it looks like. That's ball four. I may have had the count wrong. That is ball four. And so Hollandale has its first base runner in quite some time. First walk given up by Alt. today. The batter is Trey Gordon. The Met ruined a string of, let's see, 4, 7, 10, 11, 12, 13, no, 12 in a row were retired before Luke Kelly walked. Here's Gordon. He has grounded out and struck out. Runner at first base. Here's the pitch, and he swung and missed. Nothing in one to the hitter. A deceptive pitch from Ault. It wound up just kind of on the outside part of the plate, maybe off the outside a little bit. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. That one on the inside, and it's a high ball. One ball and one strike. Kelly tags back up at first base and now gets a lead. Ault to the belt. There's the pitch. Curveball, strike two call. Ault has been successful tonight on the off-speed stuff. Kelly leads it first. One ball, two strikes on Gordon. Here's the pitch. Grip toward the middle. Oh, nice job. Caught by Eli Ault. A line shot up the middle. Ault makes another great defensive play at the pitcher position. And that will do it here in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One stranded for Hollandale. We go to the bottom of inning at number six. It is a 7-0 lead for Arena here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
Well, the guy that we talked about, college player Aiden Fishnick, now takes the mound for Hollandale, and this guy can throw. He's bringing it as he warms up here tonight against Arena. Arena will send the top of the order, Eli Ault, Jimmy Jennings, and Nate Jennings to the plate. Ethan James, five innings work tonight, strikes out five, gives up four hits, and walks three.
Number five, Eli
Ault tonight, two for three, a single and a double, a strikeout. He has knocked in two. Fishnick set to work in this pitcher-against-pitcher battle.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's here. Beat the heat and the prices with red-hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Pick up a 32-gallon trash can for just $22.99. Raid or Stem insect killers for $5.99. And Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Cool off with the perfect air fan and tame your yard with the 50-foot pocket old silver bullet 2.0. Walsh's Ace, your one-stop summer shop. And as always, we appreciate your business.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
We are back, and you didn't miss anything. I'm not sure what all the chatter is about, but they were checking lineups on both score sheets, maybe making sure that I know Mischnick is on the roster and on the card. I saw him. He enters the ball game. Maybe as far as who he was going in for, that might have been the question. Sometimes those things, I wonder why they take so long, but they do. I'm not an umpire. I'm not official scorer. That one's going to be taken for a strike from Alt or underway. Again, Fishnick, he's a hard thrower. Had some success in high school. We saw him pitch a couple of times. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Nothing in two. So the batter, Alt, trying to catch up with one. This is a little bit different speed for the arena batters to see. Fishnick with the ball in the glove. Target set up outside. There is a fastball high. One ball and two strikes. He certainly got the number one pitch. Steady diet for Eli Alt. Here comes the next pitch. Fastball is taken just a little high. Well, he's not missing by much. Count is even now. Two balls and two strikes. Alt back in, trying to catch up with the fastballer. Here we go. 2-2 offering. The pitch.